to 1956 first then, and today's Hancock's Half Hour. It's an episode which was uncovered during the BBC's archive treasure hunt some years ago, which means that the technical quality isn't the best, I'm afraid. A little bit like Twirling Tony's nifty footwork.
We present Tony Hancock, Sidney James, Bill Kerr and Kenneth Williams in...
Hancock's Half Hour.
It. You never see Margot Fontaine, not the scenery over.
I haven't quite got the hang of this, you know.
Two turns, and I have one.
Top, ring the curtain down. I'm coming in. Now listen, you Lenova, you've been making enough noise in here to... You.
I see no cause for hilarity.
You should be over here. What the heck are you wearing?
This? Oh, do you think it's obvious? It's me ballet set.
Ballet? I've never seen a ballet dancer wearing long flannel combs and a pair of carpet slippers tied up with pink ribbon.
Well, you have now, haven't you? Come on now, let me get the plate straight here. Now, that's right. Now, come on. Give us just a few twirls around the room.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. What's the matter with you, anyway? You see a newsreel of the Bolshoi Ballet arriving and you go mad. Buy a long player of the Swan Lake and prance around the living room all day long.
Prance? Prance? I don't prance. I gyrate. I'm quite a fair dancer, I may add. You should see me do the pas de deux from Act One. The old feet flapping up and down there like sparrow's wings. I think it's very me, you know, this ballet.
It's delicate and graceful, because I can move like a cat, you know.
When he is about me, I shouldn't be at all surprised to see Helpman turn it in and go acting full time.
Can't you see it now? Maura Shearer and Anton Hancockova in Swan Lake.
Are you kidding? They wouldn't put you in Swan Lake. You might fall in and flood the orchestra pit.
Well, I admit I may have to shed a pound or two here and there.
It does notice in the arabesque, I agree. I can't get my leg up very high because my stomach gets in the way.
Well, if you ask me, I think ballet's stupid.
Oh, well, of course, that's finished it, isn't it? I mean, you've spoken, haven't you? They're all closed down now.
Everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and I just think ballet's stupid.
Well, of course you do. We all know you. Rock and roll. Straight out of the jungle. Look at the shape of your head.
What you don't realize, William, is that ballet is a high art form. It appeals to the intellect.
Of which I may add, I have more than my fair share. Do you good to get interested in something like this?
Well, there are some things I like about it. I mean, when the chorus dances on, it's quite a leg show, isn't it?
Quite a leg show? I don't even notice their legs.
When they're up on that stage, I don't see a woman, I see a swan.
That accounts for some of the girls I've seen you with.
That has got nothing to do with it. I know what my lady friends look like. I'm under no illusions. Just that I can't be choosy, a man of my build. I fancy Anita Ekberg the same as everybody else, but I'm realistic about it. If one can't have the butterfly, one is forced to have a bash at the moth.
And some of the moths are really eaten.
I know, that's why I love the ballet, can't you understand? Here I can escape from the ugly realities of my social life. The muse takes over. The beauty and grace of the dance infiltrates into your very soul. It's a wonderful sight, William. Watch, I'll show you. For your benefit, I shall now proceed to dance for you, Act One of Swan Lake.
Isn't that supposed to be a woman's part?
Well, yes, if you're a purist, I suppose. Just have to use your imagination. Imagine me as Madame Gilana Yulanova. Now, wait a minute, hold on, she's 46. I think I'll be Maura Shearer. Music. I'm about to point out that owing to the discrepancy of our living room to the Covent Garden stage, I've had to rewrite the choreography. You don't mind? Just lay back and be intoxicated by the sheer beauty of your movements. Stand back. Here we go. Left hand down. Note the grace with which I exercise the arabesque. Delicacy of movement is the secret of this love. Symbolic movement of the arms and legs in time with the music. The subtlety of the slight twitter from tone in the body and hand. Never listen to the head of my entourage. Poetry in motion as I do me pas de bourrée across the room. And the death twist of the torso as I number out the coal bucket.
What went wrong?
I don't know. I think my steel toe cap buckled there. It's metal fatigue, you know. I must admit, I haven't altogether mastered this yet. One or two details I've got to get right, but then I've only been doing it for a couple of days. I'll have to pick up a few pointers. That's why we are going to see the Bolshoi lot.
We?
We, yes. Me to improve my dancing, and you to get the cobwebs out of your head and wake up to the higher things in life, me old cobber. Yes, we'll go down to the ticket agency and book up.
There we are. It's our two front stalls for Kismet, B22 and 23, Thursday evening. Hope you enjoy it. Good day, sir.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Express ticket agency at your service. We find them, you sit in them. Well, then, what can I do for you?
I want two tickets for the Bolshoi Ballet.
Ah, certainly, sir. Where are we now? Now, where would you like to sit? Big selection, stalls, boxes, Royal Circle, gallery.
A box.
Sold out. Try the Royal Circle.
All right, I'll try. The Royal Circle?
Full up.
But look, I must get in. Please, two tickets, that's all I want.
Well, look, I'll see what I can do. And you wait a minute, there's a queue behind you. Just let me get rid of them. Next.
Two tickets for the Bolshoi Ballet, please.
Certainly, sir.
Oh, yes,
there we are. Room 6, please.
Thank you, good day.
Good day. Thank you. Now, what was it you wanted?
Two tickets for the Bolshoi.
Oh, what a pity.
What?
I just sold the last two not a minute ago. What a pity you didn't get here earlier.
I've been here for 10 minutes.
Fred, we've got a troublemaker here.
I'm not a troublemaker. I'm a ballet lover. I want to see the Bolshoi, that's all.
Oh, I've got a queue up outside the theater for unreserved seats. All the same, these people, they come in here. They don't know what they want to see.
Have you got two unreserved seats for tonight's performance, please? I must see.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's to get on the end of the queue.
Oh, come on, William. On the queue.
Oh, no. Look at the size of this queue. What chance do we stand? We'll never get in.
Oh, stop moaning. I'm going to get in to see this ballet if we have to line up all night. Now get on the queue.
Quick, Tub. Look, it's moving. It's moving. Come on.
Well?
Well?
Here we are. Richmond Bridge. Didn't you see it was a bus queue?
Well, it's... Well, it's no use going back. Let's go in and see the Naked Hills at the Bioscope.
It's not what you think, and we're not going. We are going back to Covent Garden. I'm going to see that ballet if it's the last thing I do. What the time?
7 o'clock.
Well, we might get in after all. Half an hour before curtain time. How far are we from the front of the queue?
Hold on, I'll go and have a look. There you are.
It's 7:30. Where have you been?
Looking for the front of the queue.
Look at... Well, how long is it?
I don't know. I gave up halfway. I gave up when I reached the law courts. Look, let's go home. We'll never get in tonight.
We're stopping here. You never know your luck. See, look, we're moving. Come on, Dad. Move on, move on. There, see? 2 yards nearer.
That's the style.
Soon be in a... Hello, we're moving again. Maris, there we are.
Yeah, back where we started.
It's that fat woman down there. Leaving the queue and coming back again. Why don't you keep still, madam? Why don't you go home and let three of us get in? Oh, yes, charming. Charming lady. See, we've got the aristocracy in here. I don't know what the ballet is coming to. Don't you agree, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I was saying, shocking class of person coming to the ballet these days.
Yes.
Vulgar.
Yes.
Yes. Have a whelk.
No, thank you.
Hey, Tub, are we going to wait here all night?
Don't panic, William. We'll get in. Doesn't start for 15 minutes.
Tickets? Get your black market tickets. Give away prices. 13 and 6 stalls, only 10 guineas. Only a few left. Come along now.
Hello, Uncle.
No. What do you mean, no?
I'm not buying any.
You won't get in if you don't. I'm the only bloke in London who's got tickets. Look here, a whole bundle of them here.
10 guineas each? I wouldn't encourage you.
Go on, be off with you before I lay about you, fellow.
Come here. Do you know how far you are away from the pay box?
Not far.
2.5 miles.
That's all right. They allow 12 standing at the back.
You won't get in before January.
We shall see about that.
Well, unless, of course, you buy a ticket. Then you could go in straight away.
No.
The curtain goes up in a minute.
Nope.
Look, son, I'm only trying to help you. You want to get in, I've got the tickets.
At 10 guineas a time.
Now, don't think I'm making any fortunes out of this, because I'm not. I had to buy the tickets.
How much?
15 bob each. I'm only doing it because I'm a ballet lover.
You're making £9.15 profit per ticket. How could you say you're a ballet lover?
If you were making £9.15 per ticket, you'd also be a ballet lover.
What a cad you are. What a regular bounder, really.
Making money out of a cultural visit. How will the Russians think of us? I've a good mind to tell the Soviet ambassador that you're selling tickets at 10 guineas a time.
Oh, I wouldn't do that. That's worried you, isn't it?
You're not kidding. I've been selling it to him for 12. Well, then what do you say?
No. You're right, Tub. 20 guineas is a lot of money. It's not worth it.
Well, of course it's not worth it.
20 guineas, that's 8 weeks unemployment money.
I know.
Well, think of all the Elvis Presley records we could buy with it.
I'll take 2, Sid. Yeah. That's my boy. Here we are, 20 guineas. And I hope you enjoy it.
I will, don't you worry.
Yeah.
At last, I'm going to see the Bolshoi. Well, cheer up, everybody, we're going in. Ha-ha, look, we've got tickets. Online. Hard luck, don't give up. Everything comes to him who waits. Ha-ha, I'll tell you what it's like when I come out. Oh, dearie me.
Hey, come on, Tub, let's get to the pay box. It's nearly starting time.
Ticket holders this way, stalls on the right, tickets, please.
I've got them, my good man, I've got them. I'd go on if I was you lot. It's no use queuing. Stick your ear up against the wall. You might hear the music. Lead on, my good fella. When does the performance start?
Let's see. Kick off 3:00.
What are you talking about? Give us the tickets.
Use your eyes. Use your eyes. Look, it's got it printed down there. Down there in letters. Look. Cobham. Move your thumb. Covent, Tri-City versus Crystal Palace. Kick off, 3:00. Down! What a twister that man is. Look.
What?
Even the football match was last Saturday. Come on, back to the queue.
were along here somewhere.
Oh, yeah, you're out early, mate. What's the matter? Didn't you like it? Short program, 20 guineas, wasn't it?
I know your type. Take no notice, will you? Take no notice. Hold your head up and walk past like an Englishman. Ah, here we are. This is our place. Excuse me.
What, may I ask, do you think you're doing?
This is my place. You remember me. I was standing here. Have a walk, you remember?
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll just move in again.
Well, I do mind, so move out here.
I beg your jolly pardon, this is my place.
It was your place, you left the queue. Now get behind me.
Oh, all right, one place doesn't make any difference. Come along, William, in here.
Oh, wait.
Yes?
What do you think you're doing, Pop?
Oh, I'm not barging in. No. The man in front told me to get behind you.
Well, you're not getting in front of me, so be nice little men and get behind me.
Now, listen, my good man.
Yes?
Would you mind letting go of my collar and putting me back on the ground? It'll be a privilege to stand behind you. Come on, William, in here behind him.
Oi!
Don't tell me. I'm standing in front of you, aren't I?
You are.
It has definite advantages, you know. We're keeping the cold wind off your lower portions.
That's most considerate, thank you. Pop it. Get behind me.
Come on, William, in here.
Oi.
All right, just go. Have to do that. I wasn't going to stand in front of you.
Go on, get out. Get behind. Go on.
I didn't even know it was the queue for the ballet. Halfway down Oxford Street.
Well, look, there's not much point in arguing, Tub. He's the last one. Get behind him.
Isn't it marvelous? Twice as far away as when we started.
Let's go home. It's 9:30. The ballet's half over by now.
We're staying here. With a bit of luck, we'll be right in front of the queue for tomorrow night.
You mean we're going to sleep on the pavement all night?
It'll be no novelty to you. Except that you'll be sober. I'm going to see the ballet if we have to queue up for a week. I bet it's a bit Norton and Gold here. Oh, I'm perished here. Bill! You wet? Bill!
No, what?
It's cold, isn't it? There's an all-night pub down by Covent Garden. Nip down and get that water bottle filled up. Oh, it's bitter. Bitter cold. Look at the pavement. Frozen bodies as far as the eye can see. Cold, hungry, nowhere to put their heads. Some smart lad can make a fortune tonight.
Hot coffee, steak pies. Hot water bottles, get your blankets, pillows. Thank you, sir. That's £5.10. Hot pie, 17 and 6. Hello, Hancock. What are you doing out here?
I'm waiting for the football match to start.
Oh, dear. Don't tell me I sold you the wrong ticket.
Yes.
Fancy me doing a thing like that.
I know. I was amazed. Yeah.
Well, you see, that's the trouble when you work in two queues, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know. I just don't know what to say.
No. Well, how about, here's your money back and £5 for your tumble.
No, that wouldn't sound right coming from me, would it?
Well, I want my money back.
Well, of course you do, and I'm going to give it to you.
Oh? This is a new Sid. I don't quite know how to deal with it. Let's start again. You are going to give me 20 guineas back.
Certainly.
Without any strings or conditions or provisos?
Of course.
Hard cash in me hand.
Yes.
I don't like this. No. I don't like it at all.
Either he's ill or I'm in for it, dear. All right, then. I'll take a chance. Go on, give me the money.
Here we order. 5, 10, 15, 20, £21. All right, now, what about buying a cup of coffee with me?
Help a struggling man make a living. Of course, Sidney. I could do with it anyway, out here all night. We'll have 2 cups of coffee and a steak pie each.
Good. Anything else? Must be cold sitting in a shop doorway. What about some blankets, pillows?
Very good idea. 2 of each, please.
Right, stand back. Here we are then. 2 blankets, 2 pillows. Now, take the cellophane off and mind the glass. Here, they've got a bed in here as well, if you want it.
Thank you, that'll be all. Improvises, isn't he? How much do I owe you?
Let me see. 2 coffees, steak pies, blankets, pillows, and a brick. £33.10.
Run, Bill! Coffee! Stop!
Here it is.
The prisoners will rise. You've been found guilty of stealing 2 blankets and a pillow from an Oxford Street store. No hats involved, thank goodness. Yes, I propose to make an example of you. There's too much of this sort of thing going on. Fined £20.
Good help. Can we go now? The ballet must get back on the queue. We'll miss tonight's show as well.
Yes, yes. Pay the fine and go.
Come on, Bill, quick. Catching up in 30 minutes. We'll just make it. Bill, it's gone. Where's the cube?
Well, it
moved.
It could be anywhere between here and Covent Garden.
We must find it. We haven't got much time.
Hey, ask that copper. He might know where it is.
Yes, yes. Excuse me, Constable. I've been queuing up for the ballet for 2 days, and I was forcibly ejected from it last night, and now it's not here. I must find it. It's the last chance I'll get of seeing it. Could you please tell me where I can find the cube?
I can't hear a thing you're saying. Me helmet's too big.
Never mind. I'll ask somebody else.
No. Don't go away. Here.
No.
Don't go away. Everybody does that. I haven't had a chance to answer a question since I joined.
Right up. I'll come back tomorrow. And I'll ask dozens.
No. No, they all say that, and I never see them again. Honestly, no one ever asks me anything. Even when I tell them the time, they go across the road and check with someone else. No, it's destroying my confidence. Well, come on. Don't be rotten. Ask me questions.
All right, then. Very well. Now, concentrate. Mm. Where is the cue for the Bolshoi Ballet?
You going to the ballet?
Yes.
Ooh, aren't you lucky? Ooh, I've got to stand here in the middle of Oxford Street getting knocked down all the time.
Do people knock you down?
Well, only if they see me. See all those people who ask me questions the day before.
Where will you be standing tomorrow?
Just here.
I'll go and buy a car.
Oh, no. Now, come on. Stop messing about.
Please, where's the ballet queue? Where's the ballet queue? Where's the ballet queue? Now, there's not much time. It'll be starting any minute.
All right. Don't panic. Now, which end of the queue do you want?
The end you get on.
Well, that depends. That depends on which way it's facing, doesn't it?
I'm going to ask somebody else.
Oh, no. Come here, stay here. Don't be mingy.
Get those handcuffs off me.
No. There. I've thrown the key down the drain hole. Now, you want the ballet, don't you?
Yes.
I like ballet, don't you?
Yes. That's why I'm trying to get there.
I'm a member of the police ballet company.
I don't... The police ballet company? Do you mean to say they find slippers to fit them?
Oh, yes. Yes, we're very good, too. I danced Romeo and Juliet with Fabian 1 year. No?
Yeah?
I was Juliet.
Get away.
I'll tell you what. If your friend load the traffic up, I'll show you a few steps, shall I?
Don't bother. It's most kind. Just tell me where the queue is. I bet you don't even know where it is.
I do too know where it is.
Well, tell us then.
No.
Well, why not?
Because you've been nasty to me.
Well, I'm sorry.
Now, where is he?
Well, I'll tell you what. You try and guess, and I'll tell you if you're right.
All right.
Hey, Margaret.
No.
Yes.
No.
No. No.
Shaftesbury Avenue.
No.
Well, you're getting warm.
Kingsway.
Go on, go on.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, this is ridiculous.
No, no, no. Here. Don't give up now. You nearly had it.
Same letters all over again. Or would you rather play something else? How about car numbers?
No, no. I've got a better idea.
Look,
I think what?
We'll play hide and seek.
Ooh, yes. Let me be it.
You're it, all right.
Now, right.
And close your eyes and count up to 10.
1, 2, 3.
Now look in.
4.
Go on, Bill, run. It's near the Kingsway. Come on. Are you sure that's it?
Yes, that's the one.
Thank you. What are you doing?
You forgot I'm handcuffed to you. Well, I found you. You're it now.
Look, you're sure this is the right queue?
Of course it is. There's no other show in London that's got big queues like this.
Well, thank you very much. You've been most helpful and good fun.
We're still handcuffed. I'll have to come in with you.
Well, for our sake, I hope we get a seat together. Ah. Here we are, at last, the pay box. 3, please. Thank you. Come on, then, quick, upstairs. Hey, say, Tubbets, it's packed.
Of course it's packed. Look at it, eh? The whole place is throbbing here. Look at them all. Got the old jewels on, the old Taralas, everybody's out.
Don't you feel excitement, eh? Pulsing with excitement.
50 quid this has cost me, but my word, it's worth every penny. What an occasion. Titled people from all over London.
Here, look. Shh, quiet now. The curtain's going up.
Watch this carefully, Bill. At last, you're going to see what culture really is, boy.
Here we go.
I don't care if the birds in the tree, if the flowers don't bloom.
Tub, are you sure this is the Moscow Ballet? No, it is the Moscow Ballet. Look at Julianova down there. What talent. Singing. Playing the piano as well. Bravo, bravo.
You've been listening to Hancock's Half Hour, starring Tony Hancock with Sidney James, Bill Kerr and Kenneth Williams. Theme and incidental music composed and conducted by Wally Stott. Show written by Alan Simpson and Ray Galton. The program, which was recorded, was produced by Dennis Main Wilson.
From October 1956, the Bolshoi Ballet, and what would, I'm sure, have been a fabulous performance, if only they'd managed to get there in time.